Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Bebop Tales, finding dinosaurs and killer whales.
Bebop Tales, inventing laser shoes and monorails. Bebop Tales.
Hi. This is Bebop. I am a little nervous because the imposter keeps taking over the show, and Jonathan is no help. You heard him last week saying that he was going to come on and make sure everything went okay, and then, boom, imposter takes over. And listen to me. You notice how the imposter sounds like me, but his voice is, I don't want to say it's deeper, but maybe older. Like Jonathan's voice, how it's the voice of a really, really old person whose vocal cords have like dust and bats in them because they're so old. And you know how I always do impressions of Jonathan? What if, okay, I know this may sound crazy, but what if the imposter isn't an imposter at all? What if it's Jonathan doing an impression of my voice? That would explain why someone is able to hack into this podcast so easily. Who else has all the passwords but Jonathan? And who else is insanely jealous of me more than Jonathan? Nobody. That's why I did not invite him back to be on this show. All right. So I don't know, I'm getting paranoid, maybe it's not Jonathan, but listen, I think so long as this intro music is playing, we're okay. It seems like the imposter can't break in. Every time he comes on, it's always after the theme music has stopped. So I'm just gonna tell you what happened in my story really quickly before he can cut in while the music continues to play. Okay, so if you remember what happened, I was stuck in Messingham's dungeon when I made a deal with this weird cloud creature that it could take over my arms and legs if it helped me get out of there. Okay, here it is. Bebop Tales Season 4, Episode 4. Don't stop the music. No, that's not the name of the episode. I just don't want the music to stop. It's called... Oh, fine. It's Don't Stop the Music. Wait, is the song ending? Okay, no, it's going. Okay, so the weird cloud creature I found in the basement filled my arms and legs, and suddenly I began running straight at one of Messingham's basement walls. I let out the most primal scream of my life as I thought for sure I was going to crash straight into the moss-covered brick. But instead, one arm lifted up and pushed a brick into the wall, and suddenly the wall rumbled and shifted and it opened up. The weird cloud creature knew about a secret passageway, but it didn't have the body that could flip the switch and open it until I showed up. So we jumped through the door and landed in a strange, small box. I heard the cloud creature's voice echoing through my arms. "It's a dumb waiter, an elevator," it said. "Here we go." Okay, music, keep playing the song. My arm reached out, and oh no, the song is going to end. No. I pulled the rope and began lifting us up, hand over hand. The cloud creature moved the elevator. Don't stop song, okay? It seemed like ages we were climbing up Messingham's castle. I didn't understand. How could this elevator be ascending so high. I had stood outside Messingham's stronghold, and the entire building couldn't have been more than 3 stories tall. 4 if you count the battlements. 4.5 if you count the Messingham flag at the top of the flagpole. And what a weird flag it was. It had these strange... Wait. Why am I talking about the flag? The song is going to end, and I'm not even going to be able to... All right, focus, Bebop. Focus. Tell your story. Okay. Did the song just end? So the elevator climbed far past what could have possibly been... Come on. Did you really think I wasn't gonna break in here? This is my show now, baby. Tiny Tales. Look, I even have my own theme song. In fact, we should probably just erase that old one. Zachary may have made that for Bebop, but his brother, Nate, made this one. Let's hear that song.
Funny song, it's really funny part happened to the song. Funny song, funny song, why can't we all just get along?
Now that, my friends, is music. Alright, we got a couple more emails to answer here. Let's open up the old real tiny mailbag. It looks like Connell from Calgary, Alberta, Canada wrote in, and he asked, if you are the real Bebop, tell me this. Okay, first of all, that's not a question, but that's okay. In the bonus episode, what was the name of your uncle who pranked you? Are you talking about my dear old uncle Pranks-a-Lot? That's so easy. He also said, if you are the real Bebop, when you were almost eaten by the squid creature with tons of teeth and eyes made by the alchemist, what were you in? Well, I was in a state of shock, obviously. Trick question, Connell, but I'm on to you. Then he said, ha, I know you're not the real Bebop. You're not the real Tiny. You're the imposter. Nah. Well, Connell, I see you're nah. And I raise you a na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na to you. And now Connell's younger sibling, Kinley, who's 6, wants to hear Tiny sing the song at the end of the show. Okay? This is the song at the end of the show. This is the song at the end of the show. Why are we still singing? The show is over. Stop it now. Done. Then Kinley said, I know you're not the real Bebop. Just admit it. Well, you're not the real Bebop, Kinley. How do you like that? All right, and then the next question comes from our pal, Luca, who said, hi, Tiny. Are you the real Tiny? That is my question. Okay, now this is the kind of email that I want to see. It has a question. It identifies the question as a question instead of all these statements that everybody sends in saying that I'm not the real Tiny. So, Luca, in answer to your question, am I the real Tiny? The answer is no. I mean, yes. Yes, I am the real Tiny. Okay, and then our old pal Amelia, who wrote in last time, she asked, you're a fake, Bebop's real, you're the imposter. Okay, first of all, those are 3 statements. Again, none of them questions. And second of all, you only need 1 exclamation point per sentence, Amelia. Thank you very much. All right, and then, it looks like she BCC'd me on an email to Jonathan and Bebop. And that means that she emailed Jonathan and Bebop and then hid me and sent it to me as well. So they don't know that I got this. All right. Maybe Amelia's on my side after all. Let me read this. Dear Bebop, the imposter struck again. Luckily, the listeners are in agreement that you are the real Bebop instead of that evil imposter who practically admitted he was an imposter. He's a big, fat, evil...
Okay. Nope.
I'm not going to read the rest of this, Amelia. You know why? Because there are no questions, not a single one. A whole lot of sentences, not a single question mark. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll let fake Tiny tell his story. I'll stop this whole interruption thing. I'll let him do his thing. But, you like to do puzzles and riddles, right? So here, listen to this. The fake Tiny, in the story he just told, mentioned that atop the Messingham Castle flies the Messingham flag. If one of you can correctly draw the Messingham flag, I will let the fake Tiny continue his story and tell you what happened. Do you want a hint? Is that what fake Tiny and fake Messenger over there usually do to help with their puzzles? Okay, here's a hint. It's a rectangle and it's a flag. That's all you're getting. Good luck, everyone. If I don't receive the correct drawing of the flag by Tuesday, September 4th, then this podcast will be mine forever! This is the song at the end of the show. This is the song at the end of the show. Why are we still singing? The show is over. Stop it now. Done.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.